Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. Really blessed to see you here this morning. We'll be studying the New King James Version in the Bible of Daniel chapter 9 and Daniel chapter 10. Opening in Daniel chapter 9, we'll be talking about Daniel's prayer for the people and the 70 weeks prophecy. That's in Daniel chapter 9. So right before we get opened, the scripture in Daniel chapter 9, I'd like to have a prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us all here in the coffee shop. Open our ears so we can understand and let us hear your words here in Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10. And put them into our hearts, dear Lord. We thank you so much for allowing us to do this, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Starting off at Daniel chapter 9, Daniel's prayer for the people. In the first year of Darius, the son of Achiras, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books, the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our king and our princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you. To us, shame of face, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those here and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster, for under the whole heaven, such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities. Understand your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For our Lord God is righteous in all his works, which he does. Though we have not obeyed his voice, and now, O Lord, our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our desolations and a city which is called by your name, for we have done. Do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Now we'll look at the 70 weeks prophecy. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the commandment went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks will determine for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 70 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and suffering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolation. Even until this consumption, which is determined, is poured out on the desolation. And that concludes Daniel chapter 9. We'll be looking at Daniel chapter 10. And in general, Daniel chapter 10, we'll be looking at vision of the glorious man, prophecies concerning Persia and Greece, starting in Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now on the 34th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked and beheld a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of upaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, But a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Continuing on, talking about prophecies concerning Persia and Greece. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on my palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And suddenly one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me now, nor is any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And I said, O man, great, beloved, fear not. Peace be with you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed, the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. You know, when we hear these words that God has allowed us to hear in the scriptures, it's amazing. It's amazing the prophecy that comes out of Daniel. You know, it's just really amazing how our Lord can do all these things. You know, that was Michael, the archangel, speaking with him. And he's so powerful that he had no strength in him. Can you imagine what it's going to be like standing in front of the glory of our Lord? It's going to be amazing. You know, no one could stand in his glory and live and survive unless he didn't allow it. So, you know, we as Christians someday, I've talked about this before, how great it will be when we're there in heaven, walking and talking personally, one-on-one with Jesus Christ, our Lord, which we'll be able to do. And you know what? I can't imagine what it's going to be like. I can't imagine what he's going to bestow on us being his children, being saved by him. But you know, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your life for each one of us personally. You know, Jesus hung on that cross. You know, I've heard many times, it doesn't say in the scripture, but I believe it, that he knew each one of us. Even as he hung on the cross dying for us, he was thinking about us. And I can believe that. That's how powerful and wonderful our Lord is. Well, as we close in prayer, I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to share Daniel chapter 9 and 10 today with with the wonderful people here in our coffee shop, the men and women. And we just thank you so much for this. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.